Following a bit of a break today, the parade of storms continues tomorrow into Friday. Rain is likely through the day tomorrow with some downpours and potentially a few rumbles of thunder, and some heavy rain is likely into tomorrow night. Showers are likely to linger into the day on Friday. So with all of the rain already this week, we have snow melt as well. Flooding is a concern, and we already have some flood warnings on area rivers. And a region-wide flood watch is in effect right through Saturday. So if you live in an area near a river that is prone to flooding, be aware that flooding threats will increase over the next couple of days as river levels rise. Further, be aware that heavy rain at times may lead to some big puddles on area roadways. And an important reminder, if you encounter a flooded roadway, do not attempt to drive through it. Also, don't attempt to navigate on foot through floodwaters, as you do not know how deep that water is, and it doesn't take much water to sweep you off your feet or move a vehicle. For now, though, things are quiet across the region. I mentioned a bit of a break as high pressure has built in briefly for today. It hasn't been the brightest of all days, though we're seeing a few little areas of sun get through this afternoon, and our temperatures are running near or above seasonable levels. By tonight, our next storm will approach from the west, so any little holes in the clouds will quickly fill back in, and we do see a chance of rain mainly after midnight, so if you have evening plans, you should be fine in terms of the weather. But later tonight, rain comes in, it's damp tomorrow morning, and it's damp off and on through the day, and there may be some heavier bursts of rain as the day moves along, so I mentioned that potential for some localized flooding of roadways. A few rumbles of thunder are possible. Temperatures tomorrow will be a bit on the cool side, running mainly in the 40s, so it'll feel rather damp and raw. Showers will linger at times into the day on Friday, as that storm is a slow mover. And then by Saturday, it's still fairly gloomy looking, though we're likely to see a little bit of sunshine. Temperatures on Saturday should make it to around 50 degrees. And then we start to see a warming trend into early next week, so a little bit warmer on Sunday, and then we could make a run at the 70-degree mark by early next week. We'll have more on that in the coming days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain late, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain, heavy at times, possible thunder with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of rain after midnight, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, periods of rain, heavy at times, possible thunder with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers, possible mainly late. Temperatures tonight will be in the 40s. And for tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain heavy at times, possible thunder with highs in the 40s to around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain after midnight, lows around 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain heavy at times and possible thunder, high 45 to 50. Region-wide on Friday, cloudy with showers likely, highs in the 40s to near 50. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy, a few rain and snow showers north and west of Albany, with highs in the 40s to lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.